Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts from the Local Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for September 16th, 2020. Our local case count, the total number of Wrangell cases to date are 20. We currently have one active case that is in isolation. The case count for the entire state of Alaska is 7,365 cases to date. That's an increase of 575 cases from last week. And to date, 248 people have required hospitalization, and that includes 3 new hospitalizations over the last week. To date, 44 people have died. 2 of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub at covid19.alaska.gov. It's important for folks that are hosting gatherings of mixed households to take preventative measures to prevent the spread of COVID. This includes being able to maintain 6 feet of distance between members from different households, wearing masks, providing a means for individuals to wash their hands or use hand sanitizer, having guests bring their own food, or if serving food, have designated servers in place. Taking these precautions helps ensure that we can keep schools and businesses open, allow youth sports to occur, and overall, it contributes to preventing the spread of COVID within the community. Masks continue to be available at public buildings around town. The library has masks in children's and adult sizes and can be reached at 874-3535. The fire hall also has masks available. They can be reached at 874-3223. Local businesses have also been carrying a variety of masks. It's recommended that when you remove your mask, that you avoid touching the front of the mask because it may be contaminated. So you want to remove it by grasping the ear loops, the ties, or the bands. After removing your mask, it's good to wash your hands immediately before touching anything else. Do not rely on face coverings as the primary way to prevent COVID-19 transmission, and be careful to avoid developing a false sense of security through the use of face coverings. Continue to follow social distancing measures, including maintaining at least 6 feet between yourself and others, staying at home if you're sick, avoid touching your face, and washing your hands frequently. It is also recommended that you wash your mask frequently. You should have a bin or a bag to keep your masks in until they can be laundered with detergent and hot water and dried on a hot cycle. If you must rewear your mask before washing, wash your hands immediately after putting it back on and avoid touching your face. You should replace any masks that no longer cover your nose or mouth, that have stretched out or damaged ties or straps, that can no longer stay on your face, or that have holes or tears in the fabric. A personal tip that I've been sharing is that I found that my mask is more comfortable if I breathe mostly through my nose. The Search COVID-19 hotline is available 7 days a week from 8 to 5 at 907-966-8799. Community asymptomatic testing continues to be available every Saturday and Sunday at the Search Clinic parking lot from 11 to 3. Test results are currently being received within 3 days or less. Last weekend, approximately 75 people attended community testing. Over the last 7 days, 11% of our total population has been tested. Governor Dunleavy has proclaimed September as Suicide Prevention Month in Alaska. The Alaska Care Line at 1-877-266-4357 is available 24/7 for Alaskans who need immediate help and support. And lastly, a message from our Economic Development Director. Deadlines for the Wrangell CARES grant funding opportunities for local businesses and fishermen have been extended until November 1st. There are also proposed changes to eligibility requirements, and those will be announced soon. So please check the WrangellCOVID19.org or Wrangell.com websites for the updates and changes. If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please reach out to the Wrangell COVID hotline at 874-2684. Take care, Wrangell.